hear is me testing the mic. Microphone test, mic check. Glory to God. We'll go live in 4 minutes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we're live. Pre-preparation, getting ready. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, let me just allow the music play. Let it bless you. Praise God.
Do you love the Holy Ghost?
Bless you, brother. Can I board my car? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Can I board the board? I'm so sorry. Can I board the bus? I'm so sorry. Oh, that's a summer. Oh, that's a summer. Oh, that's a summer.
Great and mighty God, how wonderful you are. How wonderful you are in this
good evening. Praise God. It's going to be a wonderful time, you know, by an hour of just God's word and just fellowshipping together with the Holy Spirit. I believe you're ready. I believe, now I know some might just be getting this notification, but just feel free, join in. Hallelujah. Can we begin by just giving thanks, you know, hallelujah. You know, just give thanks to God. Just bless his name. You know, thank him, bless his name, praise his name, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. He is good. Hallelujah. He is good. His mercy endures forever. He is good. He is good, and his mercy endures forever. Allow me just play this song, and then we could just pray in tongues over it. Just pray in tongues with it, you know. Just a song acknowledging, you know, the ministry and the importance of the Holy Ghost in our lives. Hallelujah. In Amando, Fredo Doso, Frado Donto, Bish, Marababa, Shatala, the Brindigidis. Oh, Marabagadi, the Bolt, Secured in the Bush, Libra Sundi, Ilegad of the Bush, Bosh, Gavin, and the Bonda. Just pray now, you know, in tongues, and just see my name.
Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you have opened my eyes. Holy Spirit, said Holy Spirit.
Somebody up and say,
Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Good evening again. Welcome. One of the benefits of, you know, talking in tongues, one of the benefits of speaking in tongues, Jude 20 says, but you, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, building up yourself on your most holy faith, building up yourself on your most holy faith. So it's important to just learn to build up, you know, to strengthen, to edify ourselves by praying in tongues in times like this. You know, many believers, you know, slipping into levels of feebleness, weakness, you know, weariness, you know, despair, you know, but there's what to do. You energize yourself because a greater one is on your inside. Hallelujah. The greater one is within you. The greater one is within you. Nothing ever catches God unawares. You know, whether it catches you unawares or not, but there's someone within you who's living in you, who's with you, who is for you, who never is caught unawares, all right? And he is here. He is the comforter, the strengthener, the teacher. Hallelujah. He is the one living in you. He strengthens. He strengthens. So let's just go ahead again and just pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. All right, when we pray in tongues, Isaiah says we're refreshed. So you're out there, you know, feeling weary. You might have had a horrible day, bad day, but Isaiah tells us, you know, that this is a refreshing. When you pray in tongues, you're refreshed. You're refreshed. You're refreshed. You're refreshed. You just strengthen yourself, you know, from sitting, from lying, maybe at the desk, at the table, wherever you are on the bed. You just pray in the Holy Ghost. Kinanam frodokodo fenonamon fredigedise. Elodo frodokodo shinge bandege borodobo yige verere kodoko borodobaradaba. Ebabababababa yeke borogoduso fredege borodobaradaba. Yeke bon faradaba sege bon degedo so veregedisa baradabanda. E la baradabaradaba reke bo shafaradaba. E borodobo yige bon suso fredondo kodokodo so veregede. Ale borodobodo borodobaradaba reke borobo shisha vererebe. Ida barada bande kero go 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 eto to to pere de bon shi ke pere de bon to go barada ba e no non flo do bo do bo do bo do bo do bo do bo e la ga da 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 ga shi se vie be de ke de e no non flo do do shi ke pere de be on ta 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 te ke bo to to petite petite bo to e na se 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 ke de te e na se ke te se ke to to pere de be te ke do go do go do E la gada gada gada, e la gada gada gada, e la gada 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 gada, e la gada 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 gada. Be do 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 bo shi kevere de be. On to so so vi te ke do 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 do. E kwe so so ve tu so vre do do go do so ve. On do ku do do ba da da bo shi kevere de gede gede on so gede gede. Ata ge zo zo vre do zo ve on do vri te gede gede. E la gada gada go do do bo shi kevere de be. Anso so ve ne ge di se ve de gede se hallelujah. Another benefit of praying in tongues is it helps you, you know, to fine tune. All right, your heart and mind, they line up so that you could pray better the perfect will of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 2 says, when we pray in tongues, all right, he that speaketh an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. No man understands him, but in the spirit, not in his mind, not in the flesh. In the spirit, he speaks mysteries, things that are hidden, all right? And there are things hidden in this season, things hidden, you know, in this time, things hidden in this moment, things hidden. And then when you pray in tongues, you just pray them out. Glory to God. Anybody just quote above Renondo Fredite Fedekedo Frodogodoso Nintagaka Gogovo Dogodoso Freda Degedegede. Aso Fenombosi Sevilla. We are people of the Spirit, led by the Spirit, conscious of the Spirit. We move in the Spirit. We make our core decisions led by the Holy Ghost. So pray in tongues. Pray out hidden truth, secret things. Simanando Fregodoso. Enunovedike Bon Frodogodoso. Fem fredo godoso. Thank you, Father. Ho raba satenende. Enonon frogodoso. Fedice. Vedoso. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Can we lift our hands again? You know, just thank him, bless him, praise him. Hallelujah. You know, mana kodosove. Pina gese. If where you are, you can raise it up so high, but just could go up a bit. Praise God and just thank him, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. He is good. He is good. God is good. He is good. Hallelujah. He is good and his mercy. He is good and his mercy endures forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you once again for joining in. Thank you. And for those of us getting noticed like super highway late, apologize for the lateness. Thanks everybody for joining in. It's a 1 hour meeting, 1 hour fellowship, you know, 1 hour service. I'll make a few other announcements at the end of the day. Ask for what you think about a few things. All right, so praise God. Welcome once again. Last Wednesday, I was teaching at Ijebu Day, you know, and So now we have Ojebode people, you know, here also, but now it's a larger, much larger audience tonight. But last week I was teaching at Ojebode, and one of the things, you know, that dropped in my heart, you know, in preparing for the meeting was trading your time, right? And I'd like to share that, and it seems to just, you know, click a lot more even now, you know, where a lot of people are having to work, you know, from home, stay at home, you know, and then kids are home. Everybody's home largely in this, you know, this period. So there's something about trading your time. And when, you know, God laid it in my heart last week, it had nothing to do with this, but just, you know when God leads and then it eventually makes more sense. I see. You know, about trading your time. Now, God gave every one of us, you know, 24 hours in every day. He gave us time. He gave us seasons. And one important thing about it is that whatever it is you would love to become, whatever it is you would love to accomplish, whatever it is you want to become, all right, the instrument, of the currency, all right, that instrument of purchase is time. The instrument of purchase is time. And you and I need to get that. Whatever it is you want to become, accomplish, whether dreams, desires, whatever it is, whatever all these things are, the instrument of purchase, the currency is time. All right? So someone says, I want to be a faith giant. I want to grow like seriously spiritual. I want to, you know how to quote like 10 verses in the Bible while I'm just, you know, speaking, you know, like a machine gun. I just want to quote them out. Time. You've got to trade your time, all right, in exchange for Bible knowledge. You study the Word. You listen to teaching tapes. You take notes. You write out Bible verses. You memorize, all right? You meditate. You trade time, all right? Someone says, oh, I want to get closer. You know, I want to build certain vital relationships, you know, for my life and destiny, you know, business relationships, spirit, you know, based in relationships, career relationships. I want to be mentored. You know, I want to mentor. I want to be a blessing to somebody. You trade the time. You have to invest time into that relationship to get quality, you know, from it. You must trade time. You have a profession, whatever it is. I'm sure you get the picture already. You know, whatever it is you want to become, there's the trading of time. You want to lose weight, gain weight. You need to. So we've all got this beautiful thing called time, all right? And right now we now have a lot of it, all right? Things that could have taken us away from home morning till evening, you know. So question now, you know, with what I might have shared last week, you know, question in addition right now is, okay, so when this whole stay at home is over, what would you come out as? Who would you come out as? Who are you coming out as in the end of this whole thing, all right? So maybe right now when this whole thing started, you realize, oh, my faith hasn't been as strong as I thought it was going to be. I realized I've been walking in some level of fear. Okay, he that fights and runs away lives to fight another day. So, but at the end of this, are you where you are right now? Are you feeding on, you know, tape, faith books, you know, Kenneth Hagin, Charles Capps, you know? Are you feeding? Are you feeding on materials, on faith, all right? Are you picking things and say, okay, I'm going to listen. I'm going to meditate on God's word. I want to grow a lot more spiritually. Now, my core context for last week, and that's a lot more where I'm going to spend like more of the time, is on being led by the Holy Ghost. How much time are you trading? How much time are you trading to be led by the Spirit? So we'll just roll up from there and then still enter a few things, very necessary. But now, so in Mark chapter 3 and the 14th verse, Mark 3:14, the Bible said that Jesus appointed himself to the disciples. That's when he picked the 12 that, you know, became the apostles. That he appointed himself the disciples, and he chose them that they might be with him and that he might send them forth. He chose them. He appointed disciples that he might be with him, that he might be, they might be with him, all right, and that he might join, you know, praise God. They might be with him and that he might lead them forth. He might send them forth. Now, we know that disciples spent so much time with Jesus, so he was always with them, you know, sending them out, and they, you know, Luke 10, for instance, he gave them power over serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy. So we're aware that he sent these people out, you know, heal the sick, raise their, cast out devils. He did. But before sending them out, the first important thing was that they might be with him. Being with him. And most of us, all right, we get born again or get somebody born again, and the first thing you want to tell the person is, what are the things you need to do? 10 steps. All right, so go to church, go to church, go to church, go to church, and it's great. And second step, serving church, serving church, serving church, serving church. And then it's a lot more of activity such that the self-esteem of most believers is based on activity, is based on acceptance within the church. Oh, I feel closer to God, as it were, because I now lead solos in church. You know, I feel special to God, you know, because the pastor knows my first name. You know, and how nice all those things are and might be. But the first thing for any disciple of Jesus Christ is be with him. Be with him so that your self-esteem has nothing to do with finances, its presence or its absence. It doesn't have to do, you know, with your giving in church, you know, the high or low, whatever level it might be. Your self-esteem doesn't have to do what unit or department you serve in church, but your self-esteem as a believer rests solely, primarily, on who you are in Christ and how Christ values you. Oh, hallelujah. You need to get this, because in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6, the Bible says, you know, we've been accepted in the beloved. Accepted for doing what? Believing in Jesus Christ. First level, when the most important level of acceptance, you believe in Jesus Christ. You're accepted. So you and I have to travel away from all the things we've added to that acceptance and say, listen, he wants me to be with him and I've got to be with him. You know, so you being with the Holy Ghost is important. Now, the truth is, oh, but Pastor X, say something about coronavirus and everything going on right now. I am. But maybe not the way everybody has. Now, there's so much information out there on social media. In fact, many of you have like 1 million times more information than I have right now, because I'm really not trying to listen to everything. There's just what's needed. You know, but imagine you having a stronger walk with the Holy Ghost at a time like this or before a time like this. It makes your life a whole lot better. It makes your life a whole lot stressless. It makes your life a whole lot stressful. It will let you know what to do, what not to do. The Holy Ghost revealed to you, if you care to listen to him, it will reveal to you where your caution is becoming panic. It might let you know, if need be, where your faith seems to be carelessness. He'll reveal it to you. The Holy Ghost is more real than the people around us. He's more real than the germs and the viruses. He's more real than the things you're facing. He's more real. And if there's any relationship we need to build now more than ever, it's that deep, deep, deep relationship with the Holy Ghost. He speaks. In John 16, 13, Jesus said, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into every truth. Not some of it, all of it. Oh, but Lord, I'm ill. He will show you steps to take. I remember many years ago, I had the privilege of pastoring at a Buffering Olo University. You know, and I had this excruciating headache Sunday evening. And back then, you know, due to venue usage and all of that, you know, fellowship I had the privilege of pastoring, met 7 p.m. I had this funny headache. I think about 5 past 5, before 6, thereabout. It was not funny, all right? Now, I have not been sick, ill for years, and really way over 20 years right now. But that doesn't mean when we talk like that, we haven't had the temptation, you know, being sick, you know. No, we have. We've had it. A number. All right, so this is just one of those instances where, you know, there are symptoms and they are like trying to force themselves on you so heavily. Like, we are here and there's nothing you could do. You know, so, I mean, normal stuff. I watched the words of my mouth. You know, I had one of our leaders, you know, staying with me back then. And I said to him, you know, you go ahead. I'll catch up pretty soon. You know, I spoke God's word. I can't remember exactly what I did. Maybe I, you know, put my hand on my head, spoke. But I knew I spoke the word of God. And then I lay down on the bed, just lay there quietly, just to rest a little bit. You know that thing, just rest a little bit, you know, while the word is working. And the Holy Ghost said to me, If you believe, you receive, get up now and go to church. I wish I could tell you the moment the Holy Ghost spoke, the headache left, but no, it didn't. Get up now, go to church. So I got up, you know, got dressed. And then it's, you know, I'm outside campus town, so I have to get to the school gate, you know, got a cab, you know, stopped at a main bowl and then walked to church, sat there, praise and worship, welcome, choir ministration. My head was pounding. Oh, dear Lord. Was like serious. But then I kept telling myself, I believe I receive, I believe I receive. Whatever else I must have said. I mean, that's like 2002 or something. You know, but I remember clearly that I got up there to preach with such ache in my head, and I cannot tell you when it left. It flew off. I do not remember. And I've seen that. I've seen the Holy Spirit walking with you. And that's why he's here. You know, the Holy Ghost is not this, stay in one corner, you know, watch you, you know, like telling you, impress me. Let me see how great your faith is. One of his names is the Helper. He's here to help. So listen, he could tell you in this season, this your caution is not caution. This is fear. This is you not acknowledging me anymore right now. This is your senses, your fear. Everything is kicked in. You think with all this stuff you're doing right here, right now, you know, you're protecting yourself. I am your shield and your protection. Get that into your tricky head, honey. And he's selling that to you. Yet again, he's the same person that could pretend another believer, now slow back, all right? Now you've hugged two people, don't hug that next person, slow back. I feel like I said, no, I know where your faith is, so I'm saying slow back. He could do that to you. It's the same Holy Ghost that says, no need for operation. I tell someone, go through the operation. I'll take care of the doctor, take care of you. It's the same Holy Ghost. No wonder Proverbs chapter 3 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Oh, praise God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. These times are one of those ways to acknowledge him. And he will direct your path. He will direct your path. He will direct your path. In all your ways. So talk about the coronavirus. I am. Just not the way you think I should. But the way the Lord will have me do tonight. Follow the leading of the Spirit. Follow the Word. When you're full of the Word and you're pretty full. Listen, I shared last Sunday, you know, while preaching at our Lagos Center. And I said, guys, how careful is careful? Do all the natural things you know to do. Do it all. But how careful is careful? There's just never a better time to be full of God's Word. I repeat, there's never a better time to be full of God's word because you just cannot tell what will come suddenly. You can't tell it. Today is no handshake, no hugs, or nothing. What if, like I said, God forbid, but now they say it's flowing everywhere in the air. That no matter how short your window is going to come in, what would you do? Those that are rich will know how to pad up their homes. Those that don't have the money are in trouble. There's never a time to load up on God's word. Never a better time. Paul in Acts 28 was gathering sticks so as to keep warm with the rest of the prisoners that swam, you know, to the island of Malta. And then you know the story. He gathered sticks straight into the fire. You know, a viper came out and bit him. What preparation does he need? You know, and then we say, well, you know, when things happen all of a sudden, you know, God covers us, you know, but I understand that, but if you're not full of the word, when it happens suddenly, you just might still be in trouble. So what better time is there to get on God's word? Of course, you don't tempt the Lord, your God. You don't jump off the roof and say, hey, God is going to catch me. I understand that. I know you do. But what better time? All right. So we're dealing with these things in phases. All right. But we're talking about trading your time. Trade your time. Primarily to develop the leading of the Holy Ghost. Most of you are working from home or staying at home completely. Get the book, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit by Kenneth Hagin, or Spirit-Led Life by Keith Moore. All the, I don't have time to pray. I don't have time to listen to messages. If we're not careful, now we're going to have time for TV. Now we're going to have time for movies. Now we're going to have time for chit chats. Now we're going to have time to monitor the news like you're opening up your news agency tomorrow morning. Now you're going to have time for all of that and still not have the time for the word. Now you can listen to 5 messages in one day. Now you can pray in tongues for 3 hours like that you've never done in 2 years. Now you can pray in tongues even for 1 hour that you've not done in this year. Now you have the time. Trade this moment. Come out differently. Come out better. If this thing runs for another 3 weeks, 3 weeks is a lot of time to be better spiritually. What if it goes on longer? It's more time to be better. Because the longer it gets, it might bring about despair. It might bring a lot of frustration. Some money saved might have been spent. Faith in God would always work. The leadership of the Spirit would always bail you out. Not the news, not panic mode. Oh, they that put their trust in God shall be as Mount Zion. They would never be moved, the Bible says. I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me. Because he has set his love upon me. I will set him on high. Yea, because he knows my name. They that know their God shall be strong and will do exploits. These are assurances from God's word, child of God. There's no better time to get to know your Father. There's no better time. You don't have to wake up in the morning and the first thing is, oh, how many people have caught it now? What's the rate in Nigeria? What? Get to know God. So that your strength of faith being built helps you deal with the times we're in. Oh, but aren't people praying? What's happening? Why can't men like you, Pastor Rex, Pastor Debwe, you know, Bishop, why can't you just speak and then it blows out of Nigeria? One of the verses that came to my mind, you know, when this whole thing began, which, you know, comes to my mind from time to time when we're dealing with cases that persist sometimes. I don't mean sickness, I just mean cases. You know, Jesus said to Peter, Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to sift you as wheat. But Jesus said, I've prayed for you. You know, the next line we'd expect is, so nothing's going to happen. But Jesus said, so when you're strengthened, or when you're restored, rather, strengthen the brethren. Meaning Jesus prayed, but he's still going to go through some things. But the effect would never be what the devil intended. And that's the security or the assurance the church has. Things will happen. In this world, Jesus said, you will have tribulation, not might. You will. Things will happen. Oh, but be of good cheer. Hallelujah. Oh, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, Jesus said. John 16:33. The Amplified Version ends by saying, I have deprived it of its power to harm you. That's what Jesus says to the church. That's what Jesus says to us. Glory to God. Anybody feels like just praying in tongues for a few seconds? Karaboda pate. Meno no no musike vereke do, frono no musike vereke do, savanta casa. Hey, in this world, we may have tribulation. Oh, but we have good cheer. We have good cheer. We're excited. Hallelujah. Because our master, our king, our captain has deprived the world of its power. To harm us. Se la bando vonde gigabate. Halebate. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 So this is that moment. You know, to feed your faith and to feed yourself in that intimacy, that direction of intimacy with the Holy Spirit, you've got the time. Trade the time. Trade the time. You have a lot of data. So let me digress a bit. Naturally, you want to learn something on the internet. This is the time. You have data for it. If you have, you know, you have the time for it. You have the time for it. So back on our track. This is the time. No better time. To wake up in the morning and you're not rushing out of your house 4 a.m., 4:35 or 6 a.m. This is the time where you could even Yes, for someone out there, and many more than one, really, there's a time to rest. You've almost burnt out. Waking up early, coming back late, running after the children, school runs, back and forth. This is a time to rest. Take a few days. If you have to sleep a whole lot and eat, just sleep and eat. And get your strength back. And get yourself refreshed. This is the time. Trade the time. Trade it to rest. Trade it. Next week is still there. And yeah, we're likely home. And maybe the week after that, we're still home. Why don't you just rest? Someone needs that. And like I said, more than one. Take the moment. Rest. I know some of you are trying to use this week to round up a whole lot of activities, you know. So maybe Monday, from Monday, Tuesday, 2-3 days of sleep. Morning, afternoon, if you have to, rest. Offload, but in the midst of it. Don't just rest carnally, naturally. Pray in tongues a little bit. Rest. Put God's word in your mind. Rest. And then wake up again, do it again. And rest and just relax your nerves. Because the journey is far. This whole thing will blow away and you know it. And then we're back on the road. Back on the road all over again. Back on the road. And just in case, allow me. And this again is where the leading of the Spirit comes in. Just in case, you know, this whole period might allow certain organizations to realize they don't need some people. Maybe they don't need some of their staff any longer. So some people at the end of this might lose their jobs, really. Not bad news. Because you have the Holy Ghost. He will lead you. I love it when Peter said he had toiled all night, caught nothing. But Jesus told him, do this. Throw your net again. And I love Peter's response, nevertheless, at your word. So he will be instructing us this season, child of God. He will be instructing you. That business plan, it might be time to put it up. That new job offer, that whatever it is. But really, the same way this season is making many of us realize things we don't need in our lives, some companies really at the end of this might feel, we don't need everybody anymore like we thought we would. We survived. So what do we do now? Let's trim stuff. Let's cut pay. Let's tell half of people to work from home. Let's do X, Y, or Z. But you are the child of God. Be of good cheer. Hallelujah. Jesus has deprived the world of its power to harm you. Doesn't mean there won't be challenges. Don't forget Psalm 34. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. So you and I have got to be stronger. You and I have got to be stronger. Praise God. Got to be stronger. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Could we just acknowledge the Holy Ghost again? Praise God. In and of us, you give a record of the Venekadese. In and of Rogodos of Ishkemoranamata. You are the guide of the church. You are the teacher of the church. Jesus said concerning you, Holy Spirit. He said, you would ask the Father in John 14 and give us another comforter. Send us a comforter. You are the helper, the strengthener, intercessor, standby. You are everything to us. You to us now is as Jesus on the earth with the apostles. We acknowledge you. In John 16:13, Jesus said that when you, the Spirit of truth, you come, you will guide us into all truth. When you, the Spirit of truth, when you come, you guide us into all truth. You will not speak of your own authority, but whatever I hear, you speak. And Jesus said, you will show us things to come. But we acknowledge you, just child of God, just go ahead where you are and just pray in the Holy Ghost. Kina na bradadas. Kina na fragadase, feno non fragadase. Keno non fragadase, feno non fregedoso, visca voro robote. Nando lo godo, frenondo godo godoso, vesi. Kina na fragada, feno non fragadoso, vinde beregedoso. Meno non fragadabose, fonto, fronto, gisce, bonto, pidecese. Meno non fragadase, feno robosi, cavano robosi, garagadata. You are the greater one in us. Tell him that. Go ahead and tell him that. We could take a minute. Tell him that you are the greater one. Oh, and greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. That's 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is in us. Greater is he that is in us. Greater is he. Greater is he that is in us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Korban fregodos. Hallelujah. 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 I believe that was helpful. You know, that first point, I'll move to the next. You know, but one vital thing you need to learn, you know, once again, is the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, hearing his voice. I'm here to help you if you need any advice on that. You know, but I've recommended two important materials already. How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God by Kenneth Hagin. Such a classic, classic book. You know, and then, you know, I have the e-copy if you want. You could, I could help you with it. So you could just send a message. And then Spirit-Led Life, you know, it's a 20 set message, part one, part two, part one, 12 messages, and then part two, 8 messages. And then once again, really, you have the time. There's no better way to live. No better life than to just know what God is talking to you about. You know, in life, we all grow up and just want to beat the next guy, be more prosperous, be more popular. But there's no better life. Just do what he wants you to do. For real. We'll get to heaven and be amazed as to how many people we didn't know on this side of life and whom the Lord will just reward greatly because of how well they did what, he asked them to do. You wonder about how? Jesus said, of all the men born of women, none is as great as John the Baptist. But Lord, no. He didn't write books. He didn't prophesy, and then, you know, we have a lot of manuscripts of what he said. He didn't heal any sick, no. He didn't even heal a fever that we have a record of. This man just stayed in the bush, eating locusts and wild honey, dressed like, you know, an early man, you know, and pointing, accusing fingers at people that were coming to hear his message. That's all the man did. That's all you think he did. But he was a fulfillment, the last prophet, as it were, the one who didn't have to say Jesus was coming, the one who said, here it is, this is him. That was John. Oh, dear Lord. So all the big names, Jesus said, nope. John. So you find out your assignment, not your popularity. Or if in the course of your assignment you become popular, fine. I mean, I've just been wanting to obey God. I've had more and more people know me. 2006, when I got to Jebu, nobody knew anybody entered. So I said, when church began, there was no fanfare about it. But God granted us grace and impact. We didn't seek it. It came. If it comes, okay. But it's never what we seek. No, what we pursue, our pursuit is that high call of God in Christ Jesus. Not popularity. If it comes, you know, Jesus, Bible said his fame went abroad, spread all over the place, but he wasn't seeking fame. So yeah, if it comes, you take it, but that's not what you go for. No, that's not what you go for. You want to live a life of impact. Praise God. So please, once again, if you need any extra counsel or help, you know, developing that intimacy with the Holy Ghost. I'll still love to talk about it a little more. You know, but my next point, which is still, you know, on the most important things you need to develop this season, is a revelation of who you are in Christ. It's a revelation of who you are. Colossians chapter 3 from verse 1 says, if it be that you are risen together with him, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, if you have reason with him. So the issue is, We seem to forget we have reason. A resurrected person is one who died and came back to life. Not as others do, but a different kind of life. So there's what a resurrected man does not fear. So guys, a lot of things we fear is not resurrection thinking. It's not resurrection compliant. If it be that you're risen together with him. All right? And to be risen with him means to be seated with him. And where are you seated? Far above all principality and power. All right? All principality, power, every might, every dominion, every name, including COVID-19, every name that is named, not only in this world, but in the one to come. 10 years ago, there was no COVID-19, and you were confessing as a believer that you were seated together with him. 5 years ago, there was no COVID-19. You were confessing that you were seated together with him. So your most important knowledge now is not the knowledge of the news. It's the knowledge of who you are, what Christ has done. What Christ has done. God's word is not weakened now because there's a virus. His word was never weakened because there was Ebola. His word is not weakened or because we have family members that died of cancer or might currently have cancer. God's word is eternal. It's alive, sharper than any two-edged sword. God's word is sure. Heaven and earth will pass away. That word will never go through. So the next important thing you want to know about who you are or about yourself is who you are in Christ. What God has said of you. In the book of Luke, Jesus met this woman bent over. And he said, this woman is a daughter of Abraham. She shouldn't be bound. She should be loosed. You are the child of Abraham. Walk free. Walk in the liberty that belongs to you. Oh, glory. Walk in that strength of what is yours. Walk in it. Oh, but what if I know a believer that contracts it? Let's pray for the person. Let's join faith together in Christ. We're together. We'll resist it and rebuke it. It's all right. It's okay. And it will go because it has to go. Mark 16 is not weakened because of the news in the air. These signs follow them that believe. We quoted it years back. Suddenly we want to cringe? No, not for a minute. Hallelujah. Not for a minute, child of God. Not for a minute. Not for a minute. Not for a minute. So who are you? You are the seed of Abraham. Who are you? You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Spirit of God lives in you. The greater one lives. We need the knowledge of who we are. This affects our fine. It affects everything about us. That knowledge of who you are. The knowledge of who you are. The knowledge of who you are. And how much work Jesus went through to get you to where you are. He was bruised, higher. He was wounded. He was chastised. Just to get us to where we are today. We cannot live like he never went through anything. We cannot live like, you know, he just got it on a platter of gold and he meant nothing. No, he was rejected. He died both spiritually and physically just to get us to where we are today. Then we need to have a value, greater value for all Christ has done for us. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. So I'll end again on my note. Trade your time. Trade your time, child of God. Use the Spirit. All right. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23. Paul says, I pray that God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus. How are we preserved blameless? Ephesians 5 says, through the washing of water by the word, he presents us to himself a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. So you're not the one by your own wisdom preserving yourself blameless. It's through the work of the word and through the work of the Holy Ghost. So spirit, soul, body. So look at those areas of your life. This period, what do you want to become? Who do you want to become? But not this period alone, but just emphasizing and helping us to take advantage of this. But like I said, I preached this last Wednesday without this level of restriction, you know, in mind. But it's an all-time message, because in Ephesians 5, Paul says, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. So trade your time, child of God. Trade your time. You and I have got to trade the time. In the next 5 years, the next 10 years, we will be all that we traded our time to be. Next 5 years, you'll be that management guru. You'll be that HR expert. You'll be that marketing super salesperson. You'll be that, you know, whatever it is you want to be in the natural or in the things of God. Whatever it is you want to become. Whatever it is you want to become. Whatever it is you want to become in the next 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20, 30 years, whatever it is you want to become will be as a result of how you traded your time. So we've got the time. Trade it. Make a list. Sit back. What are the things I want to accomplish? And please, again, the most important, hearing from God. Ken Hagin said many years ago that knowing how to pray effectively is far better than getting a university degree. I'll say that again. Knowing how to pray effectively is far greater than getting a university degree. I know Ken Hagin knows what he's talking about. And hope you notice I said pray effectively. Not just prayer. No, effectively. So there are things to learn, things to engage in. Pick a book this season. Read through. Develop yourself. Release your faith. See it work. Be a better person. Be a better person. Glory to God. Glory to God. We'll pray as we end. We'll pray as we end, but I just have three quick announcements. So number one, a great, great announcement. Please spread the news. The Influence of the Spirit special is this Sunday, 5 p.m. Nigerian time. This Sunday, and we're streaming live. All right, we're streaming on every social media, and we're streaming it. So once you tune in live, you'll find us there. That's a better way to say it. We'll be streaming at 5 p.m. All right, on Spreaker, which is an audio platform that we're using right now. All right, so you could just subscribe to this channel. Just follow us. Subscribe on Spreaker right away. So if you're with us already, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, we plan to just be available. You know, and we're working on Twitter too. So yeah, to just help spread the news. I'll be dropping the link. So let's spread the news. So that's the big announcement. All right. The very, very big one. All right. Secondly is I would like to share God's word about 30 minutes every day or every other day. But I've been thinking of every day, just about 20, 30 minutes. You know, so I thought to throw it out. All right. So morning or evening. I could do both, but hey, I could pick one still. Just morning. So evening could be like a 7:30 to 7:30. You know, most people will be home, so works 7 to 7:30. Morning could still be same, 7 to 7:30. You know, so just in case some just need to rest. All right. Not like I can't do 6 or 6:30, but 7 to 7:30 is fine. Morning or evening, but it would still be on this platform. So even if it's morning, and the good news with this platform is you could always come back to play whatever you missed. So it's stored up. All right, so 7 to 7:30. All right, so morning or evening, let me know. Now we'll still have to choose either of, so you could just play back, you know, whatever it was you missed. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So could we pray a little? Would that be fine? Kenanando susovete. Kinada da bonde kedokodoso finina monokodoso finagede. Ki lagabarada fososovete kedo frono monokodoso. Then telokotoso freno bohi kevene de kosu. You see, I realize with you, I need nobody.
Oh, you guys are
really died and she died so that I can be so fair and get this together. You are real. You are real. You are more real to us this evening. More real to us than anybody around. More real to us than the voices we hear all around with you and your family. You're more real, you're more real, you're more real, you're more real than our earthly possessions. You're more real than our earthly desires. You are real. We love you,
Holy Spirit. We love you, Holy Spirit. We love you. We love you. You are our helper. You are the one that lives in us. You are the Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, the one that gives life to our mortal bodies. You are a guide. You are direction to us. You are light to us. You are life to us. You are light to us and in us. You are light in us. You are life, life in us. You are strength. Oh, halabashi kebere kebosu. Ken of us is over there, kebushi kebere kebosu. En of us is over here, kebere kebosu. Of us is over there. Quer of us is over here, kebere kebosu. Founder kishi kebere se. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I speak comfort. I speak comfort. I speak the comfort of the Holy Ghost. I speak comfort. To every hearer. Mando goboroso. Venfredo doroso. Kila bon fragadoso. Verikiske bon fragadasa. Nere de bo. Zove de gedise vede ke borobo shisebe. Ki abasa taga bate de bosa. Kere bon zofrono godoso. Vishke borogodusa. I pray strength, strength that we are strengthened with might by your Spirit in our inner man. I pray strength, 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 strength in an amasita gabasa. By the Holy Ghost, kiba kashiga. Strength rises from our inside. Oh, benanon frogodo, strength for each day, strength for this season, strength for the call of God upon each life, strength. Strength, strength, strength for the assignments at hand. Strength, oh, that strength rises up on our inside. Oh, you are the one that work in us to will and to do. I pray strength for every hearer. Strength, 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 kinamanda, and comfort in the name of Jesus. I speak to needs and I declare there's a flow, there's a supernatural meeting of needs. In the name of Jesus, in this season that you will enjoy a supernatural meeting of needs, I call your needs met. I call your needs met, that the favor and the wisdom of God shows up for you and your needs are met. The favor and the wisdom of God shows up for you and your needs are supernaturally met. You will not be stranded this season. You will enjoy the help of God. You will enjoy the strength of God. You will enjoy the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Si salvatasa, mante pronto si salvaracadasa. I extend the same prayer to your family members. Si tala desi. Strengthen and comfort in the name of Jesus, the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Oh, namasi fradoso fita, and supernatural supply, that the favor and the wisdom of God will show prondise comba dakadase, that the favor enaninte and the wisdom of God posi pianda perodon prodotuto lente kuso. You will know pidakata one posusha pepre. God fed Elijah through the ravens and with the brook, the water from the brook. The brook dries up. It says, see the widow of Zarephath. Nando, Jesus told Peter, throw the hook. Well, there was a net, then there was a hook. For the wisdom of God will show up for you, and the favor of God will follow. Jesus said, go, untie the donkey you find. They would ask why. You say the Lord needs it, and they would let it go. Favor, wisdom will work for you this season and beyond. In the name of Jesus, favor, wisdom will work for us all this season and beyond. We will not be stranded. When it seems that the brook has dried up, you will hear the word of the Lord. You will get the next instruction. You will know what to do. You will not be stranded. We give you praise. Can you lift your hands? Please do if you can and just thank him. Wherever you are, you can just say thank you, Lord Jesus. We give praise to you. We thank you. We love and appreciate you, dear Jesus. We thank you. We love and appreciate you. Oh, we love you, Holy Ghost. And we thank you because your ministry and your person becomes more and more real to us. And we win by this. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I believe you've been blessed. You can send in, you know, your comments and most especially your thoughts on 7 a.m. and then 7 p.m. 7 to 7:30, 7:20, 7:30 a.m., p.m. All right, let's just have a great time of fellowship, of meditations, prayer, and exhortation. You know, every day is wonderful. Every day is fine. Every day is fine. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Sunday, 9 a.m., I would still like us to have like an hour together if you chance. An hour, Sunday, 9 a.m., an hour, 30 minutes. And then evening, 5 p.m., we'll be streaming the influence of the Spirit. Whew, glory to God. Thanks for joining in. All right. And yes, in case you need anything, please reach out to your church leaders. Please do this season. Reach out to your church leaders this season. All right. Emotional help, physical, financial. All right. You're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. You know, you're not alone. All right. So just reach out, you know, to your church leaders, please, this season. Praise God. All right. Thank you. Bye.